This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
That's TGO Radio, everybody.
Are we on?
Yeah. Just
this thing live?
Mm-hmm. We are still doing end of year stuff.
Yeah. Getting there, man.
Because I spent September in a funk, and now we have to make up for lost time. We could have had this done, but, you know. And anyway, I asked Mr. Jeff to come up with some, we're still doing, you know, watching old instructional films and whatever, and I kind of, last second yesterday, sprung it on Jeff because, you know, I want him to do things that he thinks are interesting. So I say, you know, why don't you find a couple of these, you know, 10, 12-minute instructional films, and let's kind of take a look at them tomorrow. And what's the first one you got?
Oh, I have from 1946, The Story of Menstruation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's got men in it, so I figured, well, you know. Yeah.
All right. I'm listening.
Yeah.
Good. Starting off weepy, so they got that right. Oh my god. Story of Menstruation. A Walt Disney production.
Oh boy.
Through the courtesy of Kotex Products. Well.
Why is nature always called Mother Nature?
Well.
Perhaps it's because, like any mother, she quietly manages so much of our living. Without our ever realizing there's a woman at work. Why, right from the beginning, we breathe.
It's got to be the creepiest fucking baby I have ever seen. Wow.
That's, you know what that baby looks like is if, you know, like what, like a toddler would die in the fucking 1880s,
yeah,
and they would dress it up and take a picture of it.
Yep.
And that's exactly what that looks like.
Exactly what that looks like.
Good
Gross.
Gracious.
And sleep. Yes. And wake up with no more conscious planning than we used in sprouting teeth.
Good morning.
Mother Nature controls many of our routine bodily processes through automatic control centers called glands.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the truth on that. We had some chicken nuggets before the show started, and I think Jeff's got some bodily processes.
Oh, I've got some fucking bodily processes, baby.
Woo, man. I think Jeff's had grease in 6 months. He's ready to shit his brains out. He's going to have to run out mid-show.
Creepiest pause I think it's ever been.
Yeah, well.
Yikes.
So. Yes, the story of menstruation.
I may run out of here. You know.
Yeah, no,
literally.
I get it. No, I get it.
Yeah.
No, it's
run out of here with shit running out of my ass.
I heard you had the Bee Gees a while ago. I heard it.
The story of menstruation really begins with one particular gland.
Yes.
It's located here at the base of the brain, and it's called...
This I don't believe already, because women don't have brains.
God damn it, you fucking beat me to that joke.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Disney?
We know.
Propaganda bullshit.
Yep, no,
next, he's
going
to be telling us fucking Jews are bad or something, you know?
Well, Mr. Disney's got some distressing news.
Just fucking hold on.
Yeah, no, it's...
Tighten up your seatbelt, kids.
Yes,
well... The pituitary gland.
Oh.
In our childhood years, this pituitary gland concentrates on producing growth hormones.
Yes.
Busy little messengers which circulate through the bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
They order the various bones and tissues to get growing.
Yeah, I got a bone to get growing.
Girl grows.
Now, where's the Disney, the story of the boner? Where's that at? That's the one I want to watch next.
Yeah, that. Yes, I don't think Disney did that one. I think that one was put out by the Catholic Church.
Yes, the glass cutter.
The glass
cutter. Here to wreak havoc across the land.
Oh, yeah.
No pussy is safe.
From the glass cutter.
All you got to do is talk her into it. Or give her $50.
In the 40s, you didn't have to talk her into shit. You just demanded it.
Well, that's true. Bitch, give me some pussy. What?
Dolls to books. That means her body is obeying the orders issued by the pituitary gland.
Uh-huh.
Of course, these orders vary among different girls.
Yes.
Some girls grow short.
Yes.
Some tall. Some heavy.
Oh.
And some slight.
Yes, and some of them like bulldog lesbians. Some of them like getting finger popped in the back of a DeSoto by a girl nicknamed Butch.
Some of their pituitary glands don't quite work right.
No.
Comes a time somewhere
hot.
Between the ages of 11 and 17.
11.
Though about 13 is average.
11 and 17? In the 40s, there were girls 17 just getting their first period? Man, we are pumping these chicks full of fucking hormones.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all in the chicken, God damn it. You sons of bitches. Hey, chemtrails.
Easy.
All right, fair enough.
Pituitary must turn part of its attention to maturing the body which it has grown.
Yes.
So it starts sending out a new type of hormone. A maturing.
You know how you make a hormone?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't pay her.
Yeah, no, you don't pay her. You know the difference between a microwave and anal sex?
I do not.
A microwave won't brown your meat.
That's gross.
Hormone. And that is when menstruation begins.
Yes.
When these maturing hormones start coming down through the bloodstream to the ovaries.
Yeah. Now it's time to smell like pennies. You like Chef Boyardee?
Oh, Jesus.
Are glands about the size of almonds.
Yes.
And lock.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Yeah. Mouths don't.
Yep. Lesbian mounts.
Yes, man, I love
gay. No nuts there.
Oh, sir.
Within each ovary are thousands of eggs.
Yes.
Although these eggs are too small to be seen by the human eye, any one of them has the possibility of someday becoming a human being.
Mm.
Near the ovaries are the fallopian tubes. Short canals which lead to the uterus or womb.
Yeah. Oh.
This hollow pear-shaped organ opens into the vagina.
Show me the pussy.
Here we go.
Yeah. It's a cross-section. Show me a 17-year-old pussy. What are we doing, Walt Disney? You know nothing about
which
what the people
want. Which is part of the birth canal.
Yes,
and
it sure
is. And the external opening for this whole group of organs.
That's the fun part.
So, as you see, there is a continuous passage from each ovary.
You're going to give your entire life this.
Dick goes here.
Yes.
through the fallopian tubes, uterus, and vagina to the outside of the body. These organs function in a continuous cycle.
The pituitary gland
starts the process when it sends its maturing hormones down through the bloodstream to the ovaries. Now one of the ovaries passes on an order of its own to the uterus.
Fuck!
It tells the cells which...
Get fucked, lady.
Get fucked! Fill this canal with seed. What are we doing?
Need some dick.
Find a way to come. What are we doing? Do you have a credenza you can grind against? Get a
that
nut.
Fucking bedpost. Let's go. Hit it.
Make up the lining of the uterus to multiply and fill themselves with watery fluids and blood.
Oh, yeah, but
this
gross.
Begins to build up a thickened lining of somewhat velvety material.
You ever had raviolis? Jeff is beside himself.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll never eat that shit again.
Oh, that's spot on and so gross. God damn. Oh. Just like one big can of beefaroni.
You
up
got.
In
Jesus Christ. Smells like it, too.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh.
That can been sitting on the shelf long? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Take a whiff.
About 28 days, actually.
God damn.
Chef Boy are gross.
Jesus. Well, there's your show title.
At the same time, an ovary has been maturing an ovum or egg.
Yes.
Which is magnified here so that we can see it.
Yes.
About once a month, one of these tiny eggs passes out of the ovary and finds its way into a fallopian tube, where it moves along toward the uterus.
You know, I know this sounds ignorant before I even say it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of surprised that they knew this much 85 years ago.
Yeah.
Does that sound ignorant to say that? But like 100 years ago, they didn't know shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
But they had this figured out. You know what I mean? Like, does that even make sense to say that? But I just...
Well, I think there was... Once we had the, I guess, maybe the equipment, like, you know, microscopes and shit, you know, to start figuring this stuff out.
Microscopes.
There was, I think a big push, you know, I mean, the medical field back then and has always been dominated by men up until, you know, recently. But I think once we had the technology to figure this out, we had to figure out, okay, we know that sticking dick in here gets it pregnant. Now we got to figure out, is it just a simple shove down the stairs? Is it, you know, how do we fucking stop
this? We got to know
how
to kill this thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's make it hard for you to get condoms, by the way, also. You have to get,
right.
You have to get a doctor's prescription. You have to put a bag
on
it. I'm ripping my cock in saran wrap. It's like fucking a sock. Why in the world would I ever put a condom on? Am I right, folks? Back me up.
If the egg is impregnated,
I don't know, well,
which
I'll go ask my illegitimate son, see what he thinks about it.
Happens when a woman is going to have a child.
Yes.
The egg will stay within the uterus. Then the thickened lining will provide nourishment for the budding human being through the early days of its development.
Yes.
Eating that ravioli. Mm. God damn.
However, most eggs pass through the fallopian tubes without being fertilized.
Yes.
When this happens, there's no use for that potential nourishment in the built-up lining of the uterus. And so, in a few days, it passes from the body.
Yes.
This is the flow which we call menstruation.
The flow. Kiss my grits. Oh, wrong flow. Sorry. F-L-O-W, I apologize. Chef Boy are gross.
So, as we see now, menstruation is just one routine step in a normal and natural cycle.
You going to talk about how you become cunts for like a week and a half or so? Huh?
A week and a
Are
half.
Are you going to fucking talk about that?
4 weeks.
Jesus.
That is going on continuously within the body.
Uh-huh. We get
the
it.
Time
Jesus
between
Christ. You got a melting fucking candle.
The time between periods, or when you're useful,
is usually about 28 days.
Uh-huh.
However, it may be shorter for some girls and longer for others.
Yeah.
The flow itself may last anywhere from 3 days to seven. Yet each of these different schedules may be normal.
That seems interminable. What a curse.
Oh, I know.
To have to spend your whole life.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
13 to 52 or whatever. And like, it's just, oh my God, what fucking, the horror. Ugh.
As the pituitary gland orders some girls to grow short, some tall, some heavy, and yes, some slight, so its orders about menstruation may differ widely among normal women. The important thing is that
this
you
is where I
fairly...
want the daisy chain to start, right? They're short four girls for some reason standing around a dog. They're showing different... Oh, they're going to... Who's got the peanut butter?
Listen, man.
That's why they got a dog there.
Listen, that's a dog. All you need is those ravioli juices. You're going to be all right.
Hey, you're okay.
Gross.
Oh.
Jesus.
Who's got the peanut butter? Becky? Yes.
Irregular within yourself. Of course, a girl may be irregular during the first year or so, but after that, when her system has settled down into a routine, her period should always be about the same number of days apart and last about the same length of time.
Uh-huh.
Try not to throw yourself off schedule by getting overtired, emotionally upset, or catching cold.
Yes. Or letting dummies blow loads inside
you. Oh, shit. Catching cold can fuck up your period?
Oh, my God. It's amazing how fragile that process is.
Keep your period regular with Pall Mall filters. You know goddamn well they were selling that shit like that.
3 out of 4 gynecologists recommend non-filter Pall Malls. Oh, in that case, I better start smoking. That sounds like a good deal for me. Keeps me thin.
Keep your monthly blood flowing on a regular yes. basis with Camel cigarettes.
Keeps me thin and fuckable, I'm in.
And if your timing goes seriously wrong, or you're bothered with severe cramps or headaches,
uh-huh.
you should have a talk with your doctor.
Yes.
Of course you'll want to keep a personal calendar.
Yeah.
Mark the first day of each period and check to see that there are about the same number of days between periods. It's not only a useful record of past performance, but it comes in handy when you have to plan ahead.
Now, wait a minute. What are we planning ahead for here?
Calendar appears in an interesting booklet called Very Personally Yours. This booklet has been prepared.
A very important booklet called
What?
Very important booklet called The Red Stain Hall of Fame.
Very important book called Try Not to Be a Cunt This Month.
Yes. How about a couple drinks? Will that mellow you out a little bit?
Yeah, exactly.
Prepared to enlarge upon what you learn from this brief film.
Oh.
Among other things. The booklet explodes now, that old...
Here you go. Okay, here's what you've been waiting for, champ.
Hang on. Let me loosen my fucking pants here. Cartoon girl in the shower.
Yep.
Now we're talking.
Warm bath showers. Yes.
Yes. Yes, please. Just as soon as she gets wet, I'm
nice
telling
shower
you,
cap.
I got blood flowing as soon as the water gets on her.
So does she. That's why she's in the bath.
Buddy, she is fucking going to... She's going to pummel that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
That's just the start.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't ever get gashes like that at work. I'm so jealous.
full taboo against bathing during your period.
Yes, I'm going to use this shower head to...
Not only can you bathe, you should bathe.
I'm going to use this shower head to pummel my clit.
Yeah.
Wow, is she topless for real in this?
I think so.
I am so hard right now.
Easy.
I need to get laid.
Booklet explodes that old taboo against...
I'll send you the link for this video so you can use it later.
Buddy, I'm already halfway there. I'm fiddling.
Bathing during your period. Not only can you bathe, you should bathe.
Yeah.
Because during menstruation, your perspiration glands are working overtime.
Oh,
you fucking smelly whore.
Not only do you smell like bloody pennies, but then also you're the funk of 40,000 years, as Vincent Price once called it.
Would you go shower, you smelly menstruating goat?
Yeah, beat it. You fucking... Just don't get in the water. Shark will get you.
Just be careful to avoid...
Look at that. Look at that. There
I mean,
you go.
Buddy.
Are
I
you
mean,
there?
Give it to
you
me.
You getting there? Huh?
For either very hot water... Or very cold water.
Oh, stop it.
In fact,
look at them hard nips.
Buddy, the hardest.
It's not a good idea at any time to shock you.
It's a bukkake video or what?
Asians.
Your system with extremes. Any more than to let yourself get chilled or to catch cold.
Get fucked. This
Boy, they were really worried about catching that cold back in the 40s,
well,
aren't they?
Well, because, they had no way to save you. Fucking,
And as for the old taboo against exercise, that's...
Taboo?
Yeah.
The old taboo? Fucking dumb fucking... What do they call it? Transatlantic talking cunt.
Yes. Well.
Well.
The old taboo. Ooh.
Exercise is good for you.
Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Exercise is good for you during menstruation.
Skirt, man.
Just use common sense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you come to think of it, most of your daily routine is on the mild side.
Fucking housework. There you go.
That's right.
Best thing I've seen in this fucking video yet. And here we have the woman in her natural habitat.
It's like a museum of the 40s. Here she is, for some reason, sweeping a chair like a dumb cunt. What? Why are you sweeping that chair for? She's sweeping a chair, for God's sake.
It's going to extremes that's wrong and to be avoided.
Get the fuck out.
To most girls, the menstrual period should bring no severe discomfort. Oh. Some girls have a little less pep, a feeling of pressure in the lower part of the body, perhaps an occasional twinge or a touch of nerve.
Oh, there's a twinge.
Yes, would you like some laudanum for your cramps? Laudanum? What year is this? 1840? Wait a minute, hang on.
Todd Cochran at the door with a bottle of laudanum for you. I don't think it'd be a good time to be getting off your medicine, Miss Garrett. Well, thank you, Doctor. You arty cunt.
Fucking Doc Cochran. What a fucking great laudanum. We gave it to people before they cut their limbs off during the war.
Well, the Civil War. This Cochran's answer to everything, man. Here's a bottle of laudanum for you.
I mean, he was a lunger, too. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a lunger.
Yep. All right, lunger. Let's do it.
But don't let it get you down. After
She's going to go,
now she's crying.
She's going to lay in a bathtub and cut her fucking wrist wide open.
Yes.
Fucking combing her hair was the last goddamn straw.
It's a 1-inch cut, and they're 1-inch apart on the legs. And she feels better.
No matter how you feel, you have to live with people. You have to live with yourself, too. And once you stop feeling sorry for yourself and take those days in your stride, you'll find it's easier to keep smiling and even-tempered. You can do practically everything you normally do.
Oh, no.
Dancing with fucking Dick Van Dyke.
Yes. If I were you, I wouldn't put your hand on my pants.
Ooh! Cutting a rug.
We said practically everything, provided you take common sense care of yourself. Exercises to relieve cramps are illustrated in the booklet. Try them with the guidance of a qualified...
I'd like to do the jitterbug with you, but I would get this uterine lining down my leg if I did. Oh, well, when you put it that way, then...
Hey, who spilled the ravioli?
Stuck on that ravioli joke.
It's so gross. It's so perfect, but it's so gross.
Yes.
Yeah, bend over. That'll solve those cramps.
Your ass isn't on a spirit.
You may find they help.
Yes.
And do something about that slouch.
Yeah, you fucking lazy ass.
What the fuck has this got to do with your period, slouching?
Oh, dude, slouching was the fucking... Man,
no, yeah,
they were
no,
concerned
I know.
About that in the 40s.
I know, they would wrap your knuckles for that. Now, I never cared about it. Now I got posture like a schwa. It's like, you know.
Yeah, scoliosis, Brian?
Nah.
I just always slouched in my chair.
Oh, I sure don't, Jeff.
Humpy posture is just as bad in...
Like a schwa. I think you should back to your elementary school education there. When's the last time you heard about a fucking schwa? Holy fuck.
Side as it looks outside.
Yes.
So stand up straight and let the organs function from the position that nature intended.
Yes, on your back.
Yeah, doggy style.
Yes. Your asshole's not on its period.
Right.
Here's your mouth.
You got two other ones.
That's right.
Free and ready to go.
Yeah, well, she's got two of them.
Right here.
Right here, dude.
One way to help them function normally is to avoid constipation.
Oh, boy.
You see, your reproductive organs lie between the rectum and the bladder.
See? Right here. We're going for the other fucking holes.
Rectum? I damn near killed him.
And their external openings.
Uh-huh.
And constipation will disturb the relationship between these organs.
Take a shit, lady. You're going to crush your uterus.
Shit, that girl's in trouble.
Wow.
So you'll find it worth your while to drink plenty of water, eat plenty of fruit, and to include cereals and eggs and leafy vegetables in your daily diet. And incidentally, it's smart to keep looking smart. But
they just want you to look good while you're bleeding to death. You're a victim once a month. You're a fucking crime victim. They want you. Don't forget to look good for the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? 1940?
Out here looking like a fucking goddamn beat up rug.
Well-groomed feeling will give you new poise and lift your morale.
Fuck off.
Especially when it's backed up with year-round fresh air and sunshine and plenty of rest and sleep.
Yes.
Because the best...
Spend all day cleaning the house, cooking, all that shit, but make sure you get plenty of rest.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Bonbons.
Oh, and exercise constantly.
Constantly.
You know, yeah, but...
Plenty of fresh air. It's never cold where you are.
Possible insurance against trouble on those days is healthy living every day.
Clean living, Brian. That's it. That's the way.
I know.
Clean living.
I know.
Okay.
This is a feeling I've never known before. It's called clean living. Well, this was very informative.
No,
and that's the story.
That's it.
There's nothing strange nor mysterious about menstruation. All life is built on cycles. And the menstrual cycle is one normal and natural part of nature's eternal plan for passing
off. Fuck that girl's mouth. Yes. I've had a daughter, and now she is cursed.
Well, you suppose when, you know, the first early people, you know, the women started bleeding like that. They just threw them down the fucking well. Thought they were broken or something, you know. And then they kept fucking doing it.
Sacrifice her to the volcano. Well, that was very informative, actually.
Yes.
Well, good.
Glad we learned something today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Fucking Jeff is grossed out by the Chef Boyardee. by the Chef Boyardee gimmick. Gross. All right. Jeff, what's next?
We have Improve Your Personality from 1951. I got this especially for you.
Well, I could use this.
Because you can be a cunt.
Yep, I can be. Especially when I know I'm right.
Yeah.
Just all the time. No. Anyway, yeah, let's see if I can learn something here to kind of make my...
Yeah.
Another Cornette film. We love those.
Yep.
Workhorse of the industry.
Yep. Boy, they were really pumping them out back then, weren't they?
Fucking tell me. They were all over.
Man.
Yep. Workhorse of the industry. Yes. Improve your personality. Don't be a cunt. Clifford R. Adams.
The Pennsylvania State College.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. It got all pedo-y.
That's right. Slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Right. I mean, listen, it probably was back then, too. Just didn't know it yet.
Well, I mean, let's see.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Yes.
Nah, I didn't hear nothing.
Nah, see?
I didn't see nothing.
We often talk.
Here comes. She's got a black. We talk every week so far this end of the season about how the girls in these videos have no tits.
She's kind of.
This girl looks like she's carrying a set.
She's loaded.
So they have put her in a black blouse to kind of hide that fact.
Capris.
And, are those capris?
I think so. I think that's what you call those.
Okay.
Talk about.
Oh, no, it's a skirt.
It is a
personality.
Skirt. And she's got some dumb hangers.
Oh, she really was.
And those bad boys are bouncing around. Yeah. Did they not have bras in whatever year this is? God bless you for bouncing around. I love it.
We might have to rewind that and watch it.
Yeah,
let's go back here.
That's what I want to hear. Yes. Clifford R. Adams.
We often talk about personality. Well, what do we mean?
She's got lots of it. Holy shit.
Boy, look at those titty shake.
Hang on, go back. Because those guys stop, look at her tits.
Yeah.
Then watch her walk away, and the taller boy goes, "She's got a great personality. Yeah, motherfucker, it's those bouncing tits."
What do we mean?
Boy, has she got personality.
Yeah, it's exactly what he means.
Buddy, fucking...
Look at that fucking ass and tits.
You get behind a girl in 1951 and the hair's creeping up her ass crack? What are we doing? Fucking gross.
No, I wouldn't give him a job.
Yeah, fuck him.
So they cut to some
Jesus
guy...
Jesus Christ!
They cut to some guy at some old white man at a desk.
We got C. Montgomery Burns here.
He was fucking... born during the war in Cuba. He's fucking sitting at a desk on his phone. No, I wouldn't give him a job. He's a cunt.
He's got no personality.
I know. Gee whiz.
He can do the work all right, but his personality wouldn't fit in here.
Nope.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like her personality. Do you?
Personality.
What do we mean when we talk about personality?
Uh-huh.
What is your personality? It is the way you get along with other people around.
Yeah, well, fuck other people.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, so then mine is bad, in other words, is what you're telling me. I got it. Got it.
And you. And with your changing environment.
Yes.
I hate the way they pronounce these words.
Environment.
Environment.
Personality.
You want certain things from other people. And
yes,
their
I
brand.
Do. Yeah,
those
money,
tits.
Money and oral. Can you give me money to gamble? Then fuck off.
Fucking money and a Hummer. Let's go.
Let's go.
The way to go about getting those things reveals your personality.
Oh, I see.
For example, did you ever want to go one place when the gang wanted to go somewhere else?
I wanted to go to the malt shop. But the gang decided to go to the Bijou instead.
The Bijou. I wanted to go to the malt shop, and everyone else wanted to go to the cemetery and fuck. All right. It was Becky's first gang bang. It was really something. I figured, well.
What did you do? How pleasant was your personality?
Fuck you, cunts. I'll tell you what, those two girls had nice, decent sets on them, too, so... Cornette finally found some chicks with some fucking tits on them.
Did you ever want so much to make a good impression?
Hey, we could fuck her.
That's Eiffel Tower, this girl. Oh.
Chin on someone.
Go get Bobby. We'll submarine her. What? Airtight, baby.
Airtight.
Yes.
What did you do?
Well.
How effective was your personality?
I jerked his cock while saying nice things to him.
Did you ever feel alone, out of place?
Is it Amelia Earhart?
I said a young Amelia Earhart. Fucking.
I feel so alone and out of place.
I wish I knew how to fly a plane.
Wish I could cross the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Not so fast.
I wish I knew how to build a raft.
I fucking, really just, you know, someone's telling me I should strengthen my raft building skills.
Yeah. I kind of got this flying thing down, maybe, but maybe I should learn how to build a boat.
You know, I bet I'll have a co-pilot one day who'll appreciate that skill. Could have an inflatable raft on the boat? What are we doing, Amelia? God damn.
Place when you wanted very much to be part of the group. What did you do?
Took my clothes off.
I walked over and showed him my pussy. I lifted up my skirt and it's three layers underneath, and I showed him this fucking the hairiest thing they'd ever seen.
How successful was your personality?
Well, it was pretty good. I got eaten and fucked.
Let's see how personality
is fucking. Oh my God, look at this hard on. He's cutting grass with his fucking tough skin jeans and his fucking collared shirt, long sleeve collared shirt. What a hard on. I hate him.
Personality works. Bill Woodruff here has something on his mind.
Pussy.
Pussy. Getting laid.
Why does he have a haircut like Josh Homme? His grandson has started Queens of the Stone Age. Now you know the rest of the story.
I listened to that Catacombs thing the other day.
It's not bad,
it's
right?
It's interesting, man. Yeah. That's a really cool concept. Yeah.
He wants something.
Yes.
In fact,
Bill
has his heart set on something.
Yes.
He has his heart on set on something.
I'm going to spill some seed right here in the yard.
How he goes about getting it and the kind of success he has will reveal his personality.
Man, those old-timey lawnmowers. The fucking just, like,
those
blades,
old rotary
and you just fucking
blades.
Fuck that.
Did you ever use one of those?
No.
Oh, man, they're a pain in the ass.
That's too much like
if
work.
If they're not sharp, they're, yeah.
Oh,
they're,
yeah. No, yeah. Fuck that.
No, they're useless.
Say, Mother.
Oh, Mom. You needn't shout. I'm right here.
Shut your fucking face, stupid.
What are you yelling at, you fucking retard? Jesus.
I might have to have the car. Help me to this table, Bill.
What we have here is rare footage.
Yeah.
Rare footage of the first time Ted Bundy ever went out patrolling. Mom, I need the car.
Mom? Give me the keys, cunt. Well, that's not very nice.
Look at his mom. What's his mom like? Probably 36?
She's 36, and she looks 73. God damn, buddy. It's wild how they all look like that. Have me set the table, Bill.
There. But, Mom, I have to have the car for tonight. Where are the keys?
If they were up your ass, you'd know.
Where are the keys?
Take one end of this cloth, Bill.
But, Mom, the car.
I'm going to shove that car right up your fucking ass, Bill.
I heard you, you loudmouth idiot. Let me put this fucking
set the
tablecloth on.
God damn.
God damn.
Shut the fuck up about the goddamn car.
Loudmouth buffoon. Fuck off.
I can see your dick's hard. Help me set the table and I'll give you the keys to the car.
Stroke your cock in a closet with a sock or something. Leave me alone. Go fucking get old. Go get your load on, Jane.
Go get your load off.
Exactly.
Bill.
Fuck, he sucks.
Heard you.
I heard you.
If I insist on having an answer right now, I better say no.
But, Mom, you can't.
It's so warm, Bill.
Nice pants, Bill.
He is assless.
Jesus Christ,
assless,
dude.
This kid. Man.
Were people Amish back then? Did they make their own fucking clothes? What the fuck?
I'm going to go to Sears and get some bulletproof pants. Rodney Carrington had a, he used to, many, many years ago, had a joke about how if Jane, If JFK had had a hat made of tough skins material, he'd still be alive today. I fucking... Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he would be. That's a
joke
very...
was on his album called Come On, Laugh, You Bastards. It has to be 30 years old.
Father and I may want to go for a drive this evening.
Oh, for a fucking Sunday
drive. I'll go for a drive.
Jesus fucking Christ, Mother. Where are you going? You got nothing. You got no loads to get off, Mother. Stop it.
I get two balls just boiling over.
They're aching, Mother.
God damn.
My balls are aching.
Bill isn't doing so well, is
nope.
he?
No, he's fucked.
He's not very persuasive.
Let's see. Your personality is the way you affect other people. Think about that. The way you affect.
Here's how you do it. You come in when Mama's trying to set the table. You fucking whip your cock out and drop it on the table and go, someone's got to suck this tonight. Now, it could be you or it could be Becky. But someone's going to fucking pull a load out of this thing tonight. Now, are you going to give me the car keys or do I have to fucking punch you? It is 1950, after all. God
but
damn
somebody's
it.
Doing something with this rod.
God damn it, Mother. I'm tired of stroking this thing myself. I want a dainty little hand to stroke it for a while. Look me in the eyes and call me Daddy. Give me the keys, Mother.
Other people. Can Bill do better?
Yeah.
Can he have a better effect on his mother?
Well, you know, Mother.
Let's see how Bill changes his personality.
Gee, you smell terrific. Not at all like tuna.
Let me help, Mom.
Oh, all right.
What? Instantly. Instantly changed
there's
her.
There's no way she's fallen for this.
Oh, knock it off, Bill, you fucking knucklehead. You just want the keys.
Exactly. Who's he fooling?
It takes one of the knives and stabs her in the throat with it. I said the keys, cunt!
Where's the keys, bitch?
Fucking Joe Pesci's her in the throat with that fucking steak knife. Not so tough now, are you, Ma? Who's the tough guy now,
Ma? Tough guy now? Your ass! You could have had the knife to your throat job.
You've been warned.
Don't ever go over my head again, you motherfucker, you. Oh, shit.
How'd you like to go to the movies tonight, Mom?
Oh.
It's cool there. I could drive you and Dad to the...
So we're not learning to change our... No, listen, hang on. We're not learning to change our personality. We're learning about manipulation.
He's clearly scheming his mother. Right.
This is not an honest fucking effort
no,
by Bill.
No,
this is very...
He's got the look on his face like he's scheming her. He's fucking scamming her. Wow.
Bill, you're headed for trouble, my friend.
Ah, man, Bill.
Lifetime of trouble, Bill. Don't do it. Don't. Let the devil turn you. You need Jesus, Bill.
Just go jerk your cock in the toilet.
Show before I go. You know, Mom, this is a big...
You know, Mom, this fucking knife wouldn't look good sticking out of your fucking eye socket.
Deal tonight, the summer formal. My first. Other times a car isn't so important, but for a formal, I'll get some glasses.
Oh, I suppose Dad and I can just stay inside and he can just ram his dick in and out of my hairy ass pussy.
Oh, I suppose your father can Roger me again tonight.
We don't have to go for that drive.
Man, I just... That's how good pussy is. It was fucking millennia of cavemen pounding that thing. I mean, you know, and in the best of conditions, it was vile, but that's how good that shit is. You know, it's just the best thing going.
Gotta get rid of that seed, man. You no, gotta get rid of it.
I know. You're fucking preaching to the choir, brother.
I think you might use the car tonight, unless your father has other plans.
Yes.
But I'll try to see that he doesn't.
The mother's going to go downtown and get a whore tonight.
Yes, part of your personality is the way you affect other people.
That was manipulation.
Did you see how much more pleasing Bill's personality was? Did you see how to improve your personality?
He's scheming.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's go to another house in town.
Now we're talking.
And see what else we can learn about personality.
Yes.
Marie wants something.
Marie?
She wants a pleasant evening at the formal tonight.
Has a dress.
With Bill Woodruff.
Has a dress as long as fucking Scarlett O'Hara. Fuck this girl. Ooh, she's cute, though.
Wow.
Now she wants something else.
Cock.
Barney, do you have my scissors?
Barney?
Yeah, I do. I love cutting. You love cutting. Wait a minute.
Here they are, sis. Go get
fucked.
Well, what's this?
You've grown some tits.
Barney's first boner. The next instructional film. What do I do with this thing now?
Aren't we romantic?
Give me those scissors.
Okay. Who's the sucker?
Who's the sucker?
Who's the sucker?
Who's the sucker taking you out? Because you're a cunt, get it? Why would anyone who's not a dummy take you out? She's really pretty, though. She's got some great dick-sucking lips. Man, oh, man.
You going to shave that jungle before you put this dress on? Sis, huh? I've been peeking.
I've got hair poking out of the top of my chastity belt. Chastity belt.
Oof.
I'm going with William Woodruff, if you want to know.
Woody Woodruff. My.
I got to go back. Because I love the way he's busted her balls.
He really is, man. He's a little fucking Dennis the Menace.
I fucking love him. He's killing her. First of all, he goes, who's the sucker?
Yeah, I got to get back there.
And then she tells him, and then he goes, Woody Williams. Wow.
Woody.
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 He's a great big fat person.
Wow, what's this?
What a cunt.
Aren't we romantic?
Give me those scissors.
Okay. Who's the sucker?
Who's the sucker?
I love it.
Fuck you, kid.
I'm going with William Woodruff, if you want to know.
Woody Woodruff, my hero.
Boy, this kid's a fucking ball breaker.
I love him.
Nice belt, stupid. Did you steal that off a pilgrim's hat?
Nice belt buckle, faggot.
And he loves you so much. Love, love, love. Marie, darling, this is bigger than both of us.
Jesus Christ.
He's fucking
Shakespeare, this kid is.
He is fucking killing this girl. This is hilarious. He is fucking killing the sister. Oh, man. This is for 1950 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
This
51.
Is a world-class ball
this,
busting.
I think what you're seeing here is the pilot episode for Dennis the Menace.
he's fucking killing her.
Man.
Oh, that's great.
I think the kid's going to grow up and get a kid into stand-up.
Yeah, he's a problem, though. He's going to have a drinking problem early in this kid, I guarantee you.
God damn. Well, that's funny. I'll take that back just a minute.
Yeah, please do.
Hero. And he loves you so much. Love, love, love. Marie, darling, this is bigger than both of us. Let us fly away, my sweet.
Funny. That
oh,
is,
she's pissed.
That is a world-class ball busting for whatever.
Oh, my God.
Kid is eight or whatever, and
he's just
killing her.
Tearing her up. Fucking love it.
Oh, shit.
Yes, another part of personality is the way other people affect you.
Oh, shit.
And if other people have a bad effect on you, it may be time to do something about your personality.
Here we go. Get in position here. Oh, I don't know if that's ready or not. If I better not force it. I let that one occur naturally. If I force that, there's going to be problems.
This girl is really pretty, by the way. But
yeah, you kind of.
Man.
You got a thing for these 1950s teenagers, don't you?
Well, not just 1950s teenagers.
Well, it's funny you think it's relegated to one decade.
Yeah, nope. Nope.
What can Marie do? How
Suck this dick.
Let's take a look at her brush and see how big the handle is, because you know that's going into her fucking cunt later.
Can she improve Barney's effect on herself? She tried thinking about Barney.
Evil little fucker, man.
He is really a problem. I'm telling you, he'll be drinking early this
day. Yeah, if he's not already.
He's an issue.
What was he after? What did he want? He probably wanted Marie to be angry, to feel hurt, because he feels a bit hurt, left out. He can't go to the formal. Perhaps Marie should include him more. Give him some attention.
Perhaps she should kick him in the fucking balls and kick him out of her room.
Would you like to sit in the corner when I stroke my cock? I stroke my date's cock.
Like my dress? Okay, I guess. Won't be many years before you're going to a formal.
Would you like to put it on? Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. He wants to try it on, this Fruit Loop kid. That's what it is.
Oh, my God, you're exactly right. He's jealous.
He's jealous he can't
dress.
Put the dress on. He wants to grow his hair out like a girl and put the makeup on.
That's it.
Next thing you know,
he's a fucking fruit.
Tucking it between his legs and fucking dancing to that song, Wild Ponies. Would you fuck me? I would fuck me. I would fuck me hard.
This kid's name's Bill?
Herman or whatever Herman, the fuck his name is. Yeah, it's Buffalo Bill, though, whatever his name is.
Bet you'd like to go tonight. Not me.
Not unless I can wear that dress, sis.
No. You have to take the hem up a little bit. I'm sure.
I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Who says I'm interested?
Nobody, but I'll tell you anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Well, let me see you when you're all dressed up, will you, sis?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, see?
Uh-huh, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Gotta have some for that spank bank.
Sure, funny guy.
See the difference? Marie concentrated on her brother instead of on herself, and the result was a better personality. Do you see the way to improve your personality?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
No way. Fucking way, Cornette Films. Nope.
To improve the
fucking 1951 is not going to tell me how to treat other people. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Fucking beat it.
You put Americans in fucking camps. Don't tell me how to fucking live 1951. From you cocksuckers.
You put Americans in camps. For some reason, that whipped my ass. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. That's hilarious.
The way you affect other people.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Holy shit, man. Okay. I'm done, I promise. I'm fucking crying, though, from laughing.
And the way other people affect you? By concentrating on his mother, Bill improved his effect on her. By concentrating on Barney, Marie overcame her anger.
Uh-huh.
Barney was now having a better effect on her.
Marty's going to steal a pair of her underwear later fucking wear them in the shower.
Yep. He's going to be wearing those underwear with his dick all tucked, tucked in. And
when he claims his first victim, too, I bet. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
That one was asking a question.
It was. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Sprays out.
Get the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was vile.
So, to improve your personality, concentrate on the other person.
Go fuck yourself.
One could even say, you might want to even open a concentration camp. To tag Jeff's earlier joke. Now that's some tag.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Yep.
Holy shit.
1951, telling you how to do it right.
Oh, my God. Oh, we are fucking children.
Yeah, pretty much.
Find out how to satisfy the other person's motives. But let's go on to another important part of your personality.
You want a slip you can wear, you little fruit?
Does a changing environment affect you?
Oh, boy.
Does your personality keep pace with new circumstances, new situations? Here's a new situation.
Jesus, look at these fucking humps.
Jesus.
Would you like to dance?
Dress like waiters?
Yeah, right. Canapé.
Alfredo, look, you offered me a can of peace.
Fresse pepera, senor.
The summer formal.
Yes.
When you haven't been to an affair like this before.
Having an affair in 51?
You feel pretty strange. You might even feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Uncomfortable.
Get a room, you two.
No matter how well you get
along. Oh, she cleans up all right.
Yeah, she's fucking pretty.
Along with the other person, you still have to meet the challenge of a new environment.
Mm. Well, here we are.
Yes, well, you sure do look swell.
Are we early? There was hardly anyone upstairs taking their...
Okay, sound guy needs to get this fucking... shit under control.
They found a ballroom and it's echoing fucking wall of the place.
I'll give you a ballroom.
You can use some ballroom. These pants are tight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, great. Oh, yeah. Would you like to make a statement?
Thank you, Senator Byrd.
Coats off.
Yes, take your coat and jacket off.
What can you do?
Fucker.
Fuck
her brains
out.
Suck her tits. Squeeze her buns. You know she wants it.
Fuck her. Fuck her brains out.
For shame. God damn, I love that scene.
It's great.
Jesus Christ. You homo.
Can you improve your personality in a case
I'll tell
like
you,
this?
You know, hey. Looks good on you, though, that dress, you know.
That flower's in the way of me getting at your tits.
Go dance with her, you Fruit Loop. Fuck.
Will it help to concentrate on another person?
Other than her tits?
Look, Woody. That fellow over there, he's really lost.
Yeah. Come on, let's get acquainted.
Where's your date, stupid? Why are you here?
Hello.
Hello, young Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm Woody, and this is my girlfriend, whatever her name is.
Would you like to participate in a gangbang?
Yes.
Hello. This is Marie Follett, and I'm William Woodruff. We thought we might as well get acquainted.
Well, I'm glad you did. Oh, my name's Bill Russell.
I wish I could understand a fucking word they're saying.
Jeff,
Cornette, you screw the pooch
really,
on this one.
Really did screw the pooch.
Jesus
they found
Christ.
An actual ballroom for this, and the acoustics right. are probably fine if you got a, you know, like an orchestra in there playing songs, but if you're trying to do a film, it's not the best.
It's like they put it in a regular room and called it a ballroom. We wouldn't believe them.
Yes.
We get it.
All right, it's a ballroom. We got it.
I don't know anyone around here.
Well, you know someone now.
Yes.
Who's your date?
Oh, Betty. Oh, here she is now.
Hi.
Betty, this is...
I'm Marie and this is Woody.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Lovely ballroom? I've never been here.
Yes,
I'll tell
it
you what.
Is, Betty.
Yes. Marie's dress is doing the Lord's work because that girl is immensely fuckable.
Wow. It's the surf ballroom and Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper on their way, kids.
I hear they're flying in from Idaho, wherever the fuck it is.
Iowa.
Iowa, yeah, sorry.
But the flight's a little late from Mason City.
Yes.
There's some snow and lots of ground. Lots of dirt.
Waylon Jennings comes with him.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Ah, shit.
There, when you concentrate on another person, when you think of helping the other person, can you do it?
Nope.
No.
Just remember, part of your personality is the way you affect other people.
Mm-hmm.
Another part is the way other people affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And still another is the way changes in your environment affect you.
You know something? We've watched a lot of these, especially these old Cornette educational films, and I'm pretty sure that both you and I are roughly the same age. We probably watched some of these in grade school.
Maybe. I don't.
You know, when they'd bring the fucking projector. Anyway, the really funny thing I was just sitting here thinking about is we're sitting here watching these and just ripping them apart and cutting them up. And my brain is going, God, do you suppose kids walked out of the classroom after watching these going, boy, I really do need to work on my personality.
No, they were
doing the exact same fucking thing that we are.
Yep.
100%
right.
Because the lights are out.
Yep.
You're not having to study. All you can do is watch a film and you're ripping it apart.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly what's happening. Woody is a real fucking hard on.
If you concentrate on the...
Boy, there's that concentrate again there. Really pushing them camps, aren't they?
You could even open a camp if you wanted to concentrate so much.
Other person. You can get along better.
Yes.
You can make a start toward improving your personality.
Oh, well, it's...
This is only part of the story of your personality, but it's the beginning. And now...
Hey, look, there's Howard in the stage.
We'd better go over and say hello. Will you excuse us, please?
Surely. We'll be seeing you off on evening, I hope.
We'll be seeing you. Thanks. Be seeing you.
Friends of yours, Bill?
Yes, friends of mine.
No, just some weirdos that came up and introduced themselves.
I don't
know who the fuck these people are.
Minding my own goddamn business, and they walked up and barged in.
I was sitting here by myself while you were in the can trying to figure out how I was going to bang you later. And this fucking hard-on comes up.
I was fantasizing.
Bill.
I was fantasizing about you taking a shit. Next thing I know, these dummies come walking up.
Sitting here trying to figure out how I was going to get it in your dumper later.
Coprophilia.
That chick ain't bad either.
No, she's...
I've known them for all of 2 minutes. But you know, they have something.
Wow.
They're able to make you feel like old friends so quickly.
Mm. They got moxie.
Yes. They've got moxie. I like the cut of his jib. What? Oh, shit.
It's more than just politeness or friendliness.
Wow, is she pretty.
I'd say they both had wonderful personalities.
Yeah, but you don't, because you interrupted me, you fucking cunt. Oh, man, here we go.
That one had a plug at the end of it.
It had a plug.
Yeah.
What? Good.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, shit. Well, that was terrific.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I could do 2 more weeks of that. No trouble.
Yep.
Well, that's it. And it's 5 o'clock now.
Five on the button, Daddy.
Instead of six. And guess what? I am out. We'll try it again next week.
They don't know that, do they?
Listeners don't fucking know.
They don't fucking know. It's all magic to them. We're just here.
It's the magic of the internet. How does it work? Well,
it's a series of tubes.
Yes, and we'll see you next week, you cunt faggot.
Fallopian tubes.
Yes, well, I'm going to send Jeff a picture of fucking Schiff-Brady ravioli in a bowl. I'm going to have to stop and get some on the way home. Oh, gross. We'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.